Again, to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning, and we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we look at your team and the challenge of facing Virginia on Saturday, talk about how your fall camp has gone, whether your team has stayed healthy, and how you feel about your group heading into the opening of week of the season.
Well, players came in real good shape. I mean, they came in really well, and I think we were pretty consistent about the way we worked throughout the preseason, and then there weren't many days where I felt like we didn't really get better, so I think we worked at it. We got better. We got excellent senior leadership from the captains and from the seniors, and that looked good. And you know, we've just been going through our stuff and working pretty good. And, you know, obviously it's a major test opening up at Virginia. But we've been really putting more emphasis on ourselves and trying to get ourselves better. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that.
Opening up against these FBS opponents, you're used to that. You've done it many times. What's the toughest part about opening with one of these games?
Besides how good they are, yeah. How big and how strong and how fast they are, other than that, to get the players to focus on their on themselves in regard to taking care of doing things that they can control and doing them as well as possible, you know, insofar as lining up the right way, having the right stance, taking care of the football, things that they can control as opposed to worrying about other stuff, worry about what they can control. Sometimes players, when they get the bright lights and, you know, and go to the big stadium and see the team like that, they kind of get carried away in other things. And, you know, we can't do anything. We can't make Virginia slower or smaller or anything like that, but, you know, so we better just take care of ourselves and do as well as we can on the things that we can control.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question comes from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. First off, I'll ask my semi-weekly question of whether you've declared a starter yet, or if not necessarily a set starter, who will take the first snap.
Right now, whoever we start, no, in answer to your question right now, Dave, no, I haven't determined who will start the game. No, we have not. I'm still kind of mulling over a few things as we move through practice. And, you know, again, we've got guys that are in a really good, they're competing really well. I mean, Brandon Battle and Tommy McKee and Sean Mitchell. Those guys are working good, practicing good, you know, and working to get better. And, you know, we may play all three of them. I don't know. But so far as who's going to start, I don't know. I think it's going to eventually evolve into, you know, in a game, who performs in a game, because they've been pretty even in practice. So it's a matter of how things happen and unfold in a game, I guess.
Okay, and just a second question would be on your kicking game. How has that looked?
Tommy probably, McGee will probably be doing our punting. We got a freshman, Will Michael, who's done really well too. But it probably, you know, that could change. But right now it would be Tommy, and then Chris Hooper will handle our place kicking. He's done that before in games, and you know, did last year a lot when we had injuries there. So he's performed well with that at practice. You know, we'll see how it goes in the game. And of course, Jesse Anderson, you've already noted about him as a deep snapper, and he'll be handling that stuff too.
Any reservations about your quarterback being a punter?
Because of what?
Well, just
wearing him out or getting hurt or what? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not really in that regard. No, it is what it is. You got to put your best players out there and try to do what you can. I know if Tommy's playing quarterback, he can punt. If he's not playing quarterback, he can come in and punt. You know, right now, and again, that's still a little bit of a fluid situation. I can't say for sure that he's going to be our punter, but right now, if we were doing it today, he'd be punting. But Will's a freshman, is doing a nice job too.
Thanks.
Jimmy, you talked about the three quarterbacks that you have battling for the job. Are those guys, can you talk a little bit about their skill sets? Are those guys similar in what they bring to the table, or are they all a little different?
They're all kind of similar in a sense that they all have good arms, they all have good feet, they all can move around, and they're all inexperienced. You know, so, you know, they got a lot of good things going with them, and they got some other things going with them, you know, and, you know, and with inexperience comes inconsistency, and, you know, it's a matter of getting more and more consistent and doing things, and, you know, but, gosh, I couldn't be happy with their work ethic, the way they study film, the way they work at it. Coach Mangus works with them all the time, and they're always looking for ways in which they can improve. So, you know, they're all doing that part well. It's just a matter of, you know, we're gonna have to see, put somebody out there in a game and see how it happens in a game. Because again, as much as we like to simulate stuff in practice, it's not like a game.
Along with replacing your starting quarterback, you also have to replace a pretty talented tailback in Kendall Anderson. Who has looked good at running back, and who you see emerging in that position?
Well, Noah Giles, Brian Britt, Jarrett Anderson, and, you know, we may even have a freshman in there, too. So I would assume we were going to play several running backs. I don't see one right now just being the one. Actually, who starts, I'm not really sure yet what we'll do there, but we're going to probably play two to three to whatever running backs there.
Switching sides of the ball, five starters back on a defense that was a very young group a year ago. What kind of improvement have you seen on that side of the ball, and who's looked good so far in fall practice?
Well, I think, you know, when you're talking on defense, you got to have somebody kind of can set the front and control this stuff. And Nate Atkins, a linebacker, has really has taken charge and has really exerted himself. Besides playing well, has taken over some leadership back there. Armand Jones, who played last year as a true freshman linebacker, has really had a good camp. Matt Ahola, defensive man. Isaiah Stevens, a defensive tackle. Bill Murray, a defensive tackle. I started adding more into it. And, you know, Corey Parker back there at safety had a really good year last year, and I would certainly hope he would, you know, even improve this year. So we've got some guys back there that have played some and hopefully can, you know, kick their game up even more.
As you've taken a look and begun your study of Virginia, what are the biggest challenges that they present for you?
Well, you know, number one, you got the size and the speed. Then you've got the ability of skilled athletes to break it wide open on you. Offense, I'm talking about their offense, obviously can break it open. Defensively, they close extremely well. They run to the ball extremely well. And again, plus you're going into the opening game where you really, you know, like I told the guys here, you know, you can look at last year, and you can look at last year until you're blue in the face, but this is a different year, this is a different team, this is a different makeup, so they could do a lot of things differently this year than what they did last year, I'm sure. So you've always got to be ready to improvise and adjust, but, you know, again, you know, I've said it before, when we play these kind of games, you know, mistakes get magnified. You know, we don't block somebody real well, it turns into a big-time loss, or it could be a turnover, and we miss a tackle or two here. It's not a first down, it's a touchdown. So we've really got to take care of ourselves and play as well as we're capable of playing.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Good luck up in Charlottesville on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.